Okay, we'll start with Marty Thompson. Go ahead, Marty.
Hey, Bobby. I mean, maybe it's a little cheap to say that Forge needs to be working on their defensive set pieces and training, but I mean, what do you attribute these goals to, and the ones today and throughout the tournament?
Yeah, one, you can't account on your keeper for saving penalty shots, huh? So that's one of them. Yeah, on one, the first goal or the second goal on the corner kick, Dom Samuel is down with an injury. There's a stoppage of play. He should be allowed back in the field. The referees keep him off the field, and his mark is the one that scores. So if that was done properly, Dom Samuel's marking DiChara, maybe it's a different story. So there's two, and yeah, we can do a better job on the free kick. But that's as simple as that, because that we should be able to pick up. You know, after a stoppage of play for 2 minutes, Dom Samuel should be back on the pitch.
And then just your reaction to the substitutions you made at halftime. Obviously, had a lot of energy there, and those goals came through. But walk me through all those changes and how you thought that affected the game.
Yeah, we just simply weren't to our standard in the first half. You know, we didn't step into the game to do the right things. Although, to be honest, in the transition, we had our moments to be able to get there and get things done towards the opponent's goal. We just weren't sharp enough, and we thought we just needed to be a little bit quicker on how we did things. And the second half, you know, guys went out there positive, and that's obviously what we take from this. You know, we're down 2-0 in the first half in a very, very tough game, and we've come back, and within 5 minutes, I think it is, we've got the game level, and now we're pinning the game into the opponent's half.
Cheers. Thanks, Bobby.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone else have a question for Coach Bobby?
Are you hands up?
Go ahead, Robin.
Yes, there was a talk or articles before the game about you were having only about 3 minutes of your under-21s playing until this game. Could you comment on this game, that each of the under-21s that you've put in? How was their play?
Yeah, Monty Mosen played for the first 45 minutes. I thought he was good. We needed a tactical switch. You don't play players just to play players. You play players based on situations. So I thought he had a very good 45 minutes, but we wanted to change things tactically, and it proved to work in that second 45, especially right at the beginning.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else? Give you one more second. Okay, I think there's no more questions. That concludes. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thank you.
I believe we have Chris Nankle here as well, so Chris Nankle will come next. If you have a question for Chris, please use the raise hand icon, and I will call upon you in order. Okay, we'll start with Marty Thompson.
Hey, Chris, I mean, walk me through that goal, and maybe my follow-up question is, did you mean to hit it into the dirt like you did? Because that was ended up being brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, I just got the ball with some space in front of me. And, you know, we talked at halftime to, you know, just go and attack and be ruthless in the attack. So I saw Paulo and did a little combination, a little 1-2 with him. I didn't really have much space after that, but I just tried to get in behind the back line. And it ended up working out, and I hit the ball. I think it took a little deflection. That's why it looked like it went into the dirt, as you said. It took a little deflection off their center back and then went in.
I know no team really wants to appear weak at this point, but like, what are your thoughts on how the team has handled this run of games physically?
I think we've handled it pretty well. You know, I think out of all the teams in the league, I think we've probably had the toughest schedule, playing the most games and, you know, playing a game every 3 days and starting off the tournament as well. So, I think we've handled it pretty well and pretty professionally, and we're going to continue to do so.
Thanks, Chris.
Hello.
Okay, yes. Thank you. There's no further hands raised.
I'm
Does anyone else
right
have a
now.
Question for Chris?
Okay. Half hour.
Okay, we'll go with Robert Bellardi. Go ahead, Robert.
Hi, Chris. I just want to know your thoughts on the first 905 derby of the year and what you thought about the energy and the tempo of the game and how that had an impact on the scoreline.
Yeah, I mean, I think we came out a little flat in the beginning of the game, but I think we turned it around in the second half. You know, we're a team that likes to create our own energy. And you know, we just weren't on point in the first half. But I think we turned it around in the second half, and we were unlucky to get a result.
Great, thanks.
Okay, last call for questions for Chris. Does anybody have one? Okay, I think we're good. Thanks very much, Chris, for taking the time.
Thank you.
On that note, I'll turn the call over to Mickey.
Thanks, everybody. Congratulations, Jimmy. We'll start with a question from Charlie O'Connor Clark.
Jimmy, you mentioned after the Valor game that you weren't too worried about not scoring because you felt you were still getting to the right places and playing the way you wanted. They were all set pieces today, but does it feel like you kind of got rewarded for the same things in a way that you didn't before?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, you're getting set pieces because you're doing the right things. You're getting fouled. Or you're getting to the byline and trying to create something where it gives you an opportunity to get a corner or a free kick, whatever it may be. So, like I said before, you know, it was about us getting into those final areas, being creative, getting opportunities. And I think we handled them well today, and I'm delighted with how we executed.
Just in the set pieces. Oh, sorry. Yeah,
go ahead. The
corner specifically. The corner specifically, was that kind of straight off the training ground, the way you guys kind of ran to the front post and gotten Henry's line of sight?
Yeah, that was one of our set plays that we work on, and we go over them an awful lot on the pitch, you know, and also in presentations to make sure that our delivery is good, our runs are accurate, and today it paid off. I thought the service into the box was perfect. It allowed Joe and Lou to get into the areas that we wanted them to get. And then obviously with Joe scoring a great goal in the right place at the right time.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Next up, Robert Bilardi. Go ahead.
Hi, Jimmy. So far in this tournament, the club hasn't scored a goal in the first half. And of course, today, Porter and Diana had something to say about it. How good did that feel to really get a hold on to the game early in this 9:05 derby?
Well, in derby games, you always want to start off well and get up. I mean, look, we had a great start being 2-0 up at halftime. Could have even been 3 at one point. But, you know, we were in a good spot going into half. We felt we were on the front foot. You know, we were in control, rewarded for our opportunities that we had. So it was good. You know, it was only a matter of time where we said, okay, things are going to start clicking for us in that final third. And you could see today the guys were ready for it. They were ready for the match. You could see them in the warm-up, in the dressing room before the game. You know, there was one objective today, and that was get 3 points and beat Forge. You can't take anything away from Forge either. They're a good side. You know, they're organized. They play a good brand of football. And I thought, you know, especially that first half, it was a good football and match. But I'm delighted by the performance from my players today. I thought they were first class. Showed how resilient they were going up to back down again to 2-2 and all of a sudden kicking on and finding that extra gear to get that win today. So I'm delighted for them. And yeah, you're right. It's always good to get on the score sheet first.
And that was going to lead up to my next question. I mean, giving up a 2-goal lead isn't always easy, and throughout this tournament, you've been on the front end of that and the back end of that now. How do you keep the composure, both on the bench and through the players out on the field, and to come back and then get the, you know, ultimately the 3 points?
Yeah, look, you've got to believe in your players first. Myself and the staff, we love this bunch. We know how hard they work. They've got that never give up attitude. And they keep going to the end. And, you know, when we conceded those 2 goals, You know, mentally, I don't think they were in the right place as soon as they got out into that pitch. You know, you concede one within two goals within 6 minutes, and that's not good enough. And that needs to be corrected. But I looked at the bench and I said, we're all right here. We're gonna nick another one. And we did. But that's having a belief in your players and seeing that they have a belief in themselves to get a job done. So, you know, I'm looking at the four games that we've had, and, you know, we haven't lost, which is great. And we've just got to keep performing and improving every single match. And I feel that we have done over the last few games. I think we just keep improving.
Great. Thanks.
Thanks, Robert. We'll go to our last question from Marty Thompson. Go ahead, Marty.
Hey, Jimmy, just wanted to get your thoughts on Joe's game today and really his season as a whole.
Joe, what can I say about him? He's actually sitting beside me now, so I got to be careful what I say here. No, he's, listen, for me, I love Joe. I love Joe, his personality, you know, his character, the way that he plays and trains. When you see Joe play in a match, that's how Joe trains every single day. He's a committed, determined guy that wants to win, wants to be successful. And I always say the hard work pays off, and that's why you see Joe popping up in the right areas. He's getting his goals, because he's got that mentality that, you know, he's hungry, wants to improve every single game. And I'm absolutely delighted for him. I'm buzzing for his performances. Right after the match, I gave him a hug because I knew he deserved it, and the goals were going to come for him. So overall, I thought he was spectacular today. What a performance by him.
Cheers. Thanks.
I'll just open a check with Robin Glover if you have a question before we wrap it up.
I was just thinking back to the last game that Forge ended up scoring in the 97th minute to take it all and win, and then you had problems in your game with Pacific that they scored at the end there. How did you give a pep talk at the last 10 minutes or so to just hang on, boys, let's hold this lead?
No. You know, that's the guys out in the pitch. They know what they've got to do. They know their job. You know, we prepare every single game. We watch so much video. We go over presentations. Because we want to know as much as possible about the opposition. We know what their strengths are. We know what their weaknesses are. And we know that they've always got that trailer coming into that penalty spot. We know that they're a team that will keep going until the 94th minute, trying to get in those danger areas and those assist zones for cutbacks and balls across. And it's about us tracking runners and getting to those targeted areas. And I felt we did that. We did that today. And I think that's why we ended up being successful in getting the win.
Thank you.
Thanks, Robin. Thanks, Jimmy.
Okay. Thank you, everyone.
So, I'm going to take questions from York 9 FC's Joe DeChara. Congratulations, Joe. We're going to start with Charlie O'Connor Clark. Go ahead.
Joe, I just want to ask about the first goal your first goal off the corner. Jimmy said it was kind of a set play. So did you guys kind of talk about it before Kyle took the kick? Like you knew you had to go near post?
Yeah, that was set play. They actually told me, I think maybe 5 minutes before, they told me maybe change your run a little, start a little deeper, and go to that first post. So it ended up being a good delivery, and I got my head on it.
And after kind of struggling to like as a team to finish off your chances for a couple of games, how nice rewarding was it to finally start seeing the balls go in off the set pieces?
Yeah, I mean, we've been making good runs. We've been getting into the box. Today the delivery was very good, and it paid off. You know, we got our few goals early on. I thought in the first half we did a good job moving the ball. We won our individual battles in the midfield. You know, our tackling was good. We picked up second balls. I think we got after them. So we're on the front foot, and to be rewarded, it's always nice.
Great. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks.
Next up is Robert Bilardi. Go ahead.
All right, Joseph, thanks for doing this. Kind of take me through it. Go up 2-0, and two goals go in 6 minutes. I want to ask Jimmy, you know, this is the toughness of the team. But for you boys on the pitch, what was going on through your heads and in order to come back into the game ultimately to take the 3 points?
I think just take a deep breath, you know, collect yourself, get organized, and just take minute by minute, just, you know, try to get back into the game. You know, they were taking it to us a little bit early on in the second half, but, you know, we just collected ourselves, you know, moved down the field minute by minute, and, you know, we won ourselves a penalty, and, you know, I was, you know, fortunate enough to put it away, and then we, you know, did a good job defending for the rest of the game, you know, and we were successful in that.
Awesome, man. You know, having not played Forge in such a long time, and in this 905 derby, there's excitement, there's a nice, it's basically a thriller in all of this, and a 3-2 victory, arguably one of the most entertaining games of the tournament. What was your thoughts on the energy and the tempo of the match from both sides?
I think all of our games, even last year, we have, you know, good games against Forge, and I'm not surprised, you know, by the energy, the speed, you know, the entertainment that you can say of this game. But I think we just match up well against Forge. You can look even the last few games last year, you know, we got some good wins. And I thought today we won a lot of individual battles, and, you know, we're on the front foot for a lot of the games. So it was huge for us just to get that win. You know, 6 points right now, it allows us to have a little bit of breathing room after, you know, the 3 straight draws. So, and we can build from this. It's huge. It's huge for us, this win. So I'm really happy for all the guys on the team. This was well earned.
Great. Thanks so much.
Okay. We'll do one final call for questions. Robin Glover, do you have a question?
Yeah, just on your penalty kick. It was that like a split second decision to go to the left corner, because Henry, the goalie, was actually, it looked like he'd already dived to the right. Did you, from League One days, know that he'd do that, or just this was like, I think he's going to go that way, I'll go that way?
Well, I don't want to give up my secrets for penalties, Robin, so I can't give it away. Come on. But sometimes you get out of the corner of my eye, I can see him. He moved a little early. So and I saw that side open. So that's where I went.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay. This concludes today's press conference. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, everybody, for joining. We'll see you at Saturday's match. Thank you.